Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird. It's time to open the CSX Files.
A couple ways to catch up on these. We're on Facebook Live as well. They're on CSXNRs, right?
Yes.
Okay. WCSX and also Big Jim's House on WCSX on Facebook.
Right.
Or just subscribe. The keyword is...
The keyword's file.
Yeah, we'll send you a link and you can subscribe there and you'll get them all every day because we do them at different times. Start off in Cleveland. Actually, I've got a couple Ohio stories today. Police are looking for an elderly shoplifter. The woman entered a CVS, placed $85 worth of merchandise in her purse, and then attempted to leave the store without paying. All right, that's the shoplifter. We know that.
Yeah.
The manager runs out to confront the 85-year-old woman. She hit him with her cane and then got into a getaway car and fled. So she is on the run. Well, the walk or the whatever. She caned him.
Come here, buddy.
She beat his ass.
Dude, you always got to watch out. How many those secret canes in movies that all of a sudden you point them up and they become a shotgun or something?
Right, the Kingsman or something like that?
Oh, you got to be careful.
Now, if you're the manager, do you want to admit that you got your ass kicked by an 85-year-old woman walking out of a CVS with a cane?
I don't think you can do that.
And then, well, that's the first case. There was one other instance later on in the day that they reported. She went home and actually hit her husband. He was sitting on the porch.
What?
Hit him with the cane. Yeah. Yeah.
Again.
Yelled at him and said, that's for 60 years of bad sex. And then the husband grabbed the cane from her and hit her and said, that's for knowing the difference.
Good one.
Well, I'll be at the Chuckle Hut until 7 tonight. Second story.
All right. Starbucks. Everybody loves their Starbucks drinks, right?
Yeah.
Well, they came out with a new one, at least for this guy. Matthew Mitchell. What a name to begin with. But he was at a Starbucks, and he got his order, got in his car, took a sip, and immediately felt a burning sensation go down his throat and into his stomach. They served him a cup of cleaning solution that they use in the machines.
Hold on.
Damn it, Gump! You're a damn genius!
So,
how does that happen?
So they were cleaning the machines, and I guess at Starbucks, they load them up with the cleaning solution to run it through everything.
Sure.
And all they do to tell people that, hey, this machine's being cleaned is put a cup upside down on top of it. Unfortunately for the new barista, they did not know that this was the, this is what happens when a machine's getting cleaned. So he just filled a coffee up with blue liquid cleaner and gave it to him.
It's called a crappuccino?
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Clean and all his buddies were in the corner just...
Watch this.
Got him.
Watch this. There's got to be a better... That's how they do it. Just put a cap on top of it? Okay. Wow.
Tough one for you, guy.
That's a new... That's on Starbucks new hidden menu, I guess. But he's okay, right?
Yeah, he's okay. Yep.
He whistles when he walks, but he's okay. Last story, another Ohio one. You'll love this one. Xavier Butner. Arrested for headbutting. If your last name's Butner, you headbutt people. It fits. Who did he headbutt? What did he headbutt? The police department's glass doors.
Ooh.
23-year-old got drunk, started playing some hoops with some buddies. Then he went to the police station at 2 o'clock in the morning, started headbutting, elbowing, and body slamming the glass doors. Cops used a tip to arrest Xavier. So they went and tracked him down. This is the best part of the story. When they came to arrest him, he goes, yeah, that's me. I do dumb things when I get drunk. He totally owned it.
All right.
You know what I'm going to do? What? I'm going to have a couple beverages, and I'm going to go headbutt a police station. How far are you going with that? You ever?
I mean, I've done some goofy stuff, but never thought that'd be the place. At least don't pick that spot if you're going to do it.
Second time he's been arrested in a month. Dude's got a problem.
Yeah.
Well, he tore up a chunk of road and actual asphalt from a freeway there and took it into a bar.
What?
And the guy is crazy, man. He went into the bar and the bartender said, what can I get you? He goes, well, I'll take a beer and then one for the road. I don't care what you say, Mongoose, in the other room. That's funny. He's throwing me side eye this morning. It's cold enough and it's raining. Stop it. Now I feel guilty. I can't look at him.
Don't look at him.
Okay.